anti-pope is also a saint.
That would be Saint Hippolytus of Rome. Now, first of all, we have to say what an anti-pope is. An anti-pope is an individual who claims to be pope, but isn't. There have been a variety of anti-popes down through history. In fact, in any given generation of the church, there are always a few crazies who claim to be pope, even though they're not. But there have been some prominent ones, and one of them was Saint Hippolytus of Rome. Originally, he was a priest in the Diocese of Rome. He lived in the early 200s, but he came into conflict with the pope of the time, whose name was Zephyrinus. He viewed Zephyrinus as a tool of an ambitious and manipulative deacon named Callistus, or at least that's how St. Hippolytus viewed Callistus. When Zephyrinus died and Callistus was elected pope in his place, St. Hippolytus broke communion with Rome, and his small band of followers elected him as a rival pope. So he became an anti-pope. Well, his schism lasted for some time through the reigns of two more pontiffs, Pope Urban and Pope Pontianus. But in the year 235, the emperor, and this was still during the age of persecutions, the emperor Maximinus Thrax, and just his name tells you he's evil, exiled both Pope Pontianus and Saint Hippolytus to the island of Sardinia. And neither one of them survived very long in the harsh conditions there. But before he died, Saint Hippolytus reconciled with Pope Pontianus, and as a result, he died in full communion with the church and is considered a martyr and a saint. So even though he had some mistakes along the way, including becoming an anti-pope, all was well that ended well.